love house music. You can never go back. You can never.
Yeah.
It's like you're stuck. You're everything you will listen. You need some beat. You need some Afrobeat. You know, there's something.
Everything. Yeah.
And that was like in the end of the 80s with Inner Circle.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, you mean Inner City?
Inner City said Image Circle.
No, it's the same, done same thing.
Trouble with David, Daniel, Inner Circle, Inner City, the song. Is it Good Life? Good Life?
Yeah, Good Life. Yeah. That was like the anthem back in 89.
I was 7.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, amazing.
This period, my parents were, it wasn't a good time at home. My parents were fighting a lot, but my brother and I, we were always listening to music. We were actually, music saved our sanity.
Yeah.
And when you hear a special song like this one, it brings you back to a safe place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That music was my refuge when my parents got divorced. I remember like Depeche Mode's 101 album. And then when they did the documentary at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, like I remember that movie and that album, that was such a, like, it was such a difficult time for me personally, but that was my safe space. I would put that album on and just like, I didn't give a shit about anything. It was just connected to the music, connected to what was happening at that moment. And it's funny how music can trigger certain emotions and even certain smells and certain places. Like, it's wild.
And imagine when you're driving and you're listening to music that, oh my God, I used to love it. And I didn't hear this song for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, I want to go back and cry. I'm sorry. Can I go, please? And then your Uber driver is like 17 and
right.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Totally.
But, oh, wow. So music was a safe place for you too. Do you recommend now for this generation to feel like music can be their safe place too? You know, with everything that is happening, Palestine, everything is going so mad, especially at home for you. So,
yeah, I really feel like if you don't connect to music, especially when you're going through something personal, it's it can be so, you could feel so alone, because the music is what brings people together. You know what I mean? Like, music just, I mean, that's why so many people resonated with Taylor Swift. It was something about her lyrics, her music, that just tapped into so many people in such a way. And, you know, I think as you get older, you manage certain emotions differently and you compartmentalize different things differently. But I think when you're young and you hear a song for the first time that completely just resonates through your body, you have to connect with it.
Then you remember, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, yeah, go. No, you go ahead.
Okay. I'm so sorry. But do you have a special song that describes everything you're saying, right?
I remember, oh gosh, General Public, Tenderness. That song, for some reason, it just, that reminds me so much of my youth. Like, moving back to the States, my parents getting divorced, it was the first time that, it was when MTV started. And I just remember going home after school and just like watching MTV. That's all I did, was watch MTV.
All day.
All
but
day.
But it was 7.
Yeah. I didn't go outside. Because since my parents were splitting up, they weren't very strict with us. So, you know, as long as I did my homework and I was in and I was, you know, minding my own business, they left me alone. But MTV was my savior. 120 minutes on MTV on Sundays. We would record it, watch it on Monday in high school. So you created these rituals with music back then if you grew up with MTV.
Ritual. This is a good word to remember, ritual, because music is a ritual.
Yeah, yeah. And then when I discovered house music and dance culture, I mean, that was like college in my 20s. I was, you know, old enough to legally get into a club. That's where I experimented with drugs. That time in my 20s with house music, that's when I really came into my own identity.